The ICAM Manning Wolves come off another winning season in 2019, going 13-10 under longtime head coach Keith Wagner, who's joining us here today. And Coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Good to talk to you, and looking forward to another basketball season. I know there'll be some challenges with it, but I know the kids are looking forward to it, and so am I.
Keith, I have to admit, I didn't realize. I knew that you had run a really successful program down there at Manning and now at ICAM Manning, but was chatting with you before the show, 20 straight years with a winning record, so that's really a very nice stretch for that program.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to have some really good kids, and they bought into what we were trying to do, and the kids really have just done a really nice job, and obviously we've had some really good talent too. So it's been a really good run, and hopefully we can keep it going.
As you mentioned, with that kind of success, you have kids that buy in. I know this was kind of a strange offseason for everybody, but how much of a chance did you get to kind of work with the guys and get some of the offseason things done?
Well, nothing like we've done in the past, where we've gone to a couple shootouts or two or three and then had this Harlan Sunday Night League. We didn't do any of that, so that was tough. And then through the month of June, I wasn't with them. And then latter part of June, we were able to meet, and we did some shooting and played a little pickup for about a month or so until football started. And so it was not as lengthy as it was in past years. And even last spring, you know, in the springtime, we'd have open gyms before school, and we didn't have that because we were out March 13th. So the off season was much different than it's been in the past. So it's just a challenge that we're presented, and you just have to make the most out of it, I guess.
Keith, you guys have been known to be really good down there defensively over the years. In a season where you don't get a lot of, you know, off-season time, shooting is going to be something the kids could maybe have done on their own, but does that put more pressure on the defense to be as good as it normally is for you guys?
For sure, yeah. We're going to have to be really good defensively to have a chance, and just to make everything difficult. And I've got a group that I don't think will back down an inch, you know, especially defensively. I think they'll really dig in and really get after it. I think that'll make it tougher on some teams to score. The rebounding is going to be the big challenge for us, whether it's offensive rebounds, getting some second chance opportunities, and then trying to cut off the other team's offensive rebound. So be a good defensive rebounding team. I think that's something we've talked about through the early part of practice. And so hopefully we'll just continue to get better through practice, and hopefully that won't be a concern. But right now, that's a major question mark in my mind.
Coach, about 25 kids out this year. You do have a couple of injuries coming into the season and going to be missing a couple of kids that were going to be vital for you guys. But how many roster spots are still open kind of for varsity and that are being fought for?
Right now, you know, I'm looking at my roster, and you know, I've got 10, 11 guys there that I'm going to suit at this current time, but it's so flexible. You know, I tell them every day, you're playing, you know, practice for a roster spot. There's opportunity there. Continue to work hard. So it's a flexible situation where we can maybe move the roster around a little bit depending on who's playing well, and maybe not just in practice, but in our JV opportunities for the kids. You know, if we have somebody that's really playing well, that they might get an opportunity on varsity too. So it's kind of a flexible day-to-day, week-to-week type thing with our roster. You know, I have quite a few that are set, but, you know, if somebody's really playing well in practice, we'll definitely give them an opportunity to see what they can do.
You mentioned the competitiveness of this group and the fight that these guys are going to have to go out and compete night in and night out. What else do you feel like will be strengths coming into the year?
You know, I think we're really unselfish. You know, I think we're going to be hopefully a good passing team. That's something, again, we're trying to work on. But I think the unselfishness that we have, 1 through 8, 9, I think they really don't care who gets a shot. I don't think there's any animosity on who's getting more shots than another person. So I like the unselfishness of the team. I like the work ethic of the team. I think we have the potential to be a pretty decent three-point shooting team. So we'll see how that all pans out once we start playing against really good defenses. But I really like the makeup, the attitude, and the unselfishness of this group.
Size with your tallest guy, maybe 6'1", 6'2", the biggest concern?
You know, I've been lucky in the past. I've had a 6'2", 6'3" guy or a 6'2" guy that can really jump or that's a high flyer. You know, right now we just don't have a lot of size. You know, we're going to have to try to be smart about how we attack. Not a lot of back-to-the-basket guys in the past. And during practice, a lot of times we'll split up posts and guards. Well, if we split up the posts and guards this year, we'd have half of them be guards down with us with me working on some post moves. But right now, we just don't have a lot of post in our system. You know, even our younger kids, I would not say we have a lot of posts. Even our posts aren't real tall. So we'll just kind of see how it goes. But right now, size is obviously a concern, and being able to defend in the post against a really good post. So we'll see if I have an idea how we're going to attack that, but we'll see once we get started too.
Sounds like maybe some tweaks offensively and defensively from what we've seen from the Wolves in the past.
You'll see a lot of similarities defensively. You know, you might see a little more pressure. Offensively, it's going to look a little different. You know, we're trying to put some new things in to get some more floor spacing for our kids. So that's what we're working on early here, and we'll see how it all pans out. But definitely offensively, you'll see some different things from us, and hopefully we're able to execute it. I know there'll be some growing pains early, but my goal is every year is to make sure we're playing better after Christmas than we are before, and to make sure we're hitting our stride come the end of the season. And when you get into February, you're playing your best basketball, and we were doing that last year. I really thought we played well at the end of the season, and so that's the goal this year. That's the goal every year, is you're going to have some bumpy spots. Let's have it before Christmas, and then we can iron things out, hopefully play really good basketball after the new year.
Brody Swearingen, one of your taller guys, probably going to be one of those guys down there in that post area, but who are the guys that might be able to help him out down there?
You know, Hayden McLaughlin, he's a senior. We're going to give him an opportunity, see how he does rebounding-wise. After that, I'm just not sure right now. Those two are playing down there and hopefully giving us some help. Trayton Berry, maybe. We'll see how that goes. Max Nielsen, we'll see how that goes. He's a big kid. So we're just going to have to see how it goes. I think Kyler will probably be down underneath the basket trying to rebound just because he's so strong. He's just beastly strong. So,
yep. You
know, he won't back down from anybody. So we'll see how that goes. But everybody, all hands on deck. There's nobody that I'm counting out right at the moment, and there's nobody that's head or tails above anybody. So we'll just kind of see how practice moves along, and we're practicing well, and probably get a chance.
Coach, you mentioned Kyler Rasmussen. He'll also be one of the guards for you, along with Luke and Nolan Ramsey, also Connor Keller and Cooper Earlmeyer. Other guys having a chance? That's a pretty deep guard rotation already.
Yeah, those guys right there that you mentioned are going to get the first opportunity. And, you know, Cooper Earlmeyer is a really good athlete, really quick. And hopefully we can get him going downhill and put a little pressure on the other team's defense. That's what we're hoping. I think Drew Doyle, too, has practiced pretty well early. And I like the way he's doing things. He's working really hard. So he's going to have an opportunity to give us some help, too. And I hope he can do that for us because he's a good kid. So we'll, like I said before, those guys, Drew, the Ramseys, Cooper, Kyler, and Connor Keller, all of them are going to have a chance to help us.
Tri-Center Trainer look like two of the power teams in the Western Iowa Conference this year. Who else will be in that conference on it? And where could we find IKEA Manning maybe by season's end?
As I look at the conference, you know, a lot of times you'll have the old lip service early in the year, but I really like a lot of teams. You know, Avoca is going to have a really good squad. They have some really good sophomores on their team. Underwood's very athletic. They have quite a few kids. Logan Magnoli has the big Melby kid inside. They have really good size, so that'll be difficult. Audubon will be solid. I think Riverside will have the best team they've had since we've been in the league. They have a nice post player and another nice guard, so anytime you can have a good point guard and a good big, that certainly doesn't hurt you. And so everybody is going to be pretty solid. So I think it's going to be a challenge for us every night out. There will be no night off. Even in our non-conference, you know, we have Panorama, Zyre Alcorn, Kimbleton will be good. Boyer Valley will be pretty good. Maple Valley, Antinoto, and then OABCIG is going to be really good. I think they have one of the best athletes in the state.
Yep.
The Gene kid, and he's going to Iowa, by the way, Blankman, so I just wanted to let you know that. But anyway, a lot of good talent, whether it's in the conference or non-conference, so it's going to be a tough schedule for us, but challenging, but we're looking forward to it, and I know our kids will play and compete really hard. As far as where we'll finish, you know, I don't know. I want to be in the upper half. Hopefully by the end of the year we're playing really good basketball, and we're right up there in the upper half of the conference. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck of that. As always, good to catch up with you, and thanks for your time here today.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and everybody stay safe out there.
You bet. Head Coach Keith Wagner again with the IKEA Manning Wolves. We'll be back with more of the basketball preview show. Tyler Shipley and Glidden Ralston set to join us next here on KCIM.